AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Firefighters in the Los Angeles area are preparing for dry conditions and strong winds. Todd Hall, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in California, says wind will be an issue when it comes to spreading and fighting the fires.
We're looking still at potential for gusts between 55 and 70 miles per hour across our mountains, and winds between 45 and 60 across our coastal and valley area.
The warning comes a week after two massive infernos destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 24 people. Defense Secretary-designate Pete Hegseth says he would be a change agent and reset the Pentagon's priorities if his nomination is confirmed.
When President Trump chose me for this position, the primary charge he gave me was to bring the warrior culture back to the Department of Defense. He, like me, wants a Pentagon laser-focused on lethality, meritocracy, warfighting, accountability, and readiness.
Hegseth made the comments during a testy Senate Armed Services Committee hearing. Asked about the sexual allegations against him, he dismissed it as a smear campaign. Former Presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush will come together again next week for the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. But one spouse, Michelle Obama, is sitting this one out. A statement from her office did not say why the former First Lady will not attend. The Labor Department says its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers, rose 0.2% last month from November. That's down from a 0.4% gain the previous month. Compared to a year earlier, producer prices were up 3.3%, the biggest jump in nearly 2 years. This is AP News. Patrols in the Baltic Sea are being stepped up.
NATO is launching a new mission to increase the surveillance of ships in the Baltic Sea region after critical undersea cables were damaged or severed last year. At a summit in Helsinki with the leaders of NATO countries located on the Baltic Sea, Secretary General Mark Rutte announced that the effort would be called Baltic Sentry.
It will involve a range of assets, including frigates and maritime patrol aircraft, among others, and will enhance our vigilance in the Baltic.
He also said that a small fleet of naval drones will be deployed to provide enhanced surveillance and deterrence. The meeting follows a string of incidents in the Baltic that have heightened concerns about possible Russian activities in the region. Announcing the new operation, Rutte noted that more than 95% of internet traffic is secured via undersea cables, and that the alliance would not accept attacks on its critical infrastructure. I'm Nayan Kim.
I'm Mike Hempen. AP News.